Frank Sontag Show is brought to you by Home Comfort USA and the IRS problem solver, Phil Liberatore.
Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show on Talk Radio 790 KABC, hour number two. We're grateful for any time you spend a bit with us, call in the program, shoot me an email, let us know you're out there. FrankSontag.com is my website. By the way, in conversations that we have had, are having, and will have, sometimes there are some dark scenarios and are a bit concerning. And as much as I impress upon the listeners, take responsibility for your life, don't live in fear, sometimes life gets very overwhelming. And I'm a huge advocate of counseling. Sometimes it benefits anyone to sit down and talk to a professional about things that are bothering you. So without any hesitation, I want to make it known to you that LaVie Counseling Centers are there for you. LaVie is L-A-V-I-E. Their website, laviecounseling.org. Dr. Mark Baker is a dear friend of mine. And they're there for you. Do not isolate. If you need help, reach out, take the first step. And I cannot impress this upon you enough. In fact, they have a special phone number for those of you listening to this program, 800-483-9591. 800-483-9591. They have locations in Pasadena and Santa Monica. They also do Zoom. And so please, if you need some help or just want to sit down and talk to somebody, reach out to laviecounseling.org or 800-483-9591. And Dr. Mark Baker is the founder of LaVie Counseling Centers. Kind of clearing up a few things or finishing up on the previous hour's conversation. We talked a bit about the fear mongers out there and COVID. Y'all don't know who Dr. Peter McCullough is? This man is second to none. And I saw a post he shared earlier this week. Create global emergencies. Claim ownership over the quote-unquote truth. Accuse anyone against you as spreading misinformation or hate speech, and then pursue them with a vengeance. But, he said, the real truth is like kryptonite. Stand for truth, Peter McCullough. Did you hear about the CDC this week? They've changed their policies again. My goodness. They now say, due to breakthrough infections and natural immunity, there's no reason to treat vaccinated and unvaccinated people differently. What did we just live through? Starting with the president and his hateful speech about it's a pandemic of the unvaccinated, right? All this junk. Dr. Jill's got COVID now, too, by the way, after the president, who had 19 jabs and 47 boosters. He gets it, too. But Twitter banned users who said all of this over the last year, right? Never forget the people that were censored for saying the same things. Now the CDC is going, oh, my bad. And don't get me going on the mandates that were pushed forward to protect the vaccinated from the unvaccinated. The truth will come to pass. 800-222-5222. In a little while, there is a story, and I will give you a clarification. I'm not sharing it to upset anybody, but it is a story that needs to be read, and it has to do with depression, and the idea of we hear about having chemical imbalances. This story I had to read twice before I thought, oh my goodness, I have to share this with my listeners. Let us talk to, it looks like, Michael David in Northridge. You're on the Frank Sontag Show. What's your first name? Is it Michael David?
Yes, sir. How are you doing, Frank?
I'm well.
Sir Francis?
How are you?
I'm trying to hang in there. You know, I'm overwhelmed,
yep.
And it's been down and out, but, you know, I'm fearless. And here's the thing that I want to say. If you keep your faith in Jesus Christ, no one gets to God unless you go through Jesus Christ. You don't have to worry about this climate. He'll take care of everything. And I think these politicians, Nancy Pelosi, I'm a Catholic, and Biden's a Catholic, but it doesn't seem like he's practicing it too good. And Nancy Pelosi, she was denied communion, and I don't think anybody has the right to deny Jesus Christ to her, but she's not following the stuff right with the abortions and everything, and I think these politicians need to mention Jesus Christ, not God bless America. It's Jesus Christ bless America, because nobody gets to God unless you go through Jesus, because Jesus is God, and he made that clear when he came on this earth, and he was here, and he did it for all of us, shed his blood for everybody, for you. You can change. Everybody can change, and then you don't have to worry about climate. You don't have to worry about this stuff, but eventually, we're all going to have to die sometime, but at least we'll go to the light. And you want to follow him, and things will be tough. And I do appreciate your show. It's amazing that how you mention Jesus Christ. It just blows me away because nobody else does.
Well, let me pick up
Donald
on that.
Donald Trump did.
He did it
when he got inaugurated.
He did. Michael David, thank you. We'll talk again, I hope. Let me share a few things. Now, there are probably listeners right now that heard your call and they're like, nah, I don't need to hear about Jesus. And if you don't know my story, years ago when I hosted a program that was spiritual but not religious, I was a New Age guru, I would have hung up on Michael David. I mocked Christians. Please stay with me. I'm not pushing faith on you, but I'm here to tell you I had a radical encounter in 2009 that blew my mind and changed my life. If I would have ever thought back then as a very prominent New Age teacher that I would become a follower of Christ, oh, please. And he is my Savior and Lord. I'm not here to push him, but I'm here to tell you, if he saved a fool like me, he is the answer to everything, as Michael David said. 800-222-5222. By the way, if you care to talk about faith or challenge me, you're welcome to call. We embrace disagreement on this program. But I do think we're witnessing the mocking of God's creation right now. It's scriptural. We are seeing the worship of the creature, not the creator. Worshiping creation and not the creator. You hear all the stuff about global warming. Last thing, in terms of Nancy Pelosi and Biden, I don't give it a second thought. My faith said they're all going to stand in front of God one day. I wouldn't want to be said individual. Right, you say you are, in this case, Catholic, and you're for abortion? Oh, I can hear some of you now, he's not going to talk about abortion. He's a man. He can't. He's not supposed to. Trust me, a lot of years of my life, I had that conversation on the air. I've not been given the God-given ability to give birth. This is a conversation for women, and I'm pro-choice. I'm not here to offend, but that's pure evil. We're killing babies. And yes, there are Christians that have made that decision too. I got an email from a listener. You are a hypocrite. I have great issue with Christians. I do too. Stand in line. Oh, my goodness. Look at the board. We got a bunch of calls. We had to take a break, 800-222-5222. I want to get to the story out of Dallas In fact, I'll touch on it on the other side. They want to pull the Bible. In fact, let me do that real quick since we've talked a bit about God's truth. Administrators at Dallas-Fort Worth's Keller ISD, Independent School District, have announced that the district will pull all books challenged within its system. Hey, got a problem with that book, so we pull it. Includes the removal of all variations of the Bible and a graphic novel depicting the life of Anne Frank. Dallas Morning News reported that school principals were notified by Jennifer Price, the curriculum director of Keller ISD, urged staff to pull all titles flagged for review by day's end, regardless of past recommendations. Among the works formally flagged, the Bible, which is described, listen to this, whose authors are men who lived a long time ago. Oh, my gosh. And also included Anne Frank's diary by Ari Folman and David Polonsky. Just when you thought Texas was all about, you know, standing for Bible and truth. No, it's happening everywhere in our country. 800-222-5222. 800-222-KABC. More of this. The Frank Sontag Show next on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show, Talk Radio 790 KABC. That's a song by the Byrds from a number of years ago called Turn, Turn, Turn. It's based in, believe it or not, the Bible and Ecclesiastes. When I became a follower of Christ, I was shocked how many expressions in culture we, as a matter of factly, say, and they're biblical. Like nothing new under the sun. Solomon said that 3,000 years ago. The Bible is a very interesting book, and all I can tell you is I was one who had all of my opinions about a book I never opened. And then one day I opened it, and life changed. Speaking of life changing, and I mean this, do you file taxes? I hope you do. I got an email from a listener last week who's never filed taxes. They heard me mention Phil Liberatore, and I responded to him, and I said, you better call them. And I don't know if he's done it or not, but look, here's the bottom line. It's August, tax season, not so much now. Maybe you file, but there's a lot of you out there that have a lot of stress over taxes. I can tell you Phil Liberatore is incredible at what he does. If you've not filed taxes or if you've got some angst or if you're just looking maybe to save some money, Phil can go back, I think, 3 years and refile. And he saved me from an audit years ago. If you call him, set up an appointment, you will not regret it. 877, the number 6-SOLVER. 877-6-SOLVER. You can go to their website at stopirspain.com. I suspect all of you or most of you file taxes. You know, you heard about this 87,000 new IRS agents. When I got audited and I got hit pretty hard and I didn't do anything different, I'm not going to go down that road too far. Phil actually has inroads to the IRS and he called them right there in his office. He knocked all this money off, set up a payment plan. He's really good at what he does. Phil Liberatore, IRS Problem Solvers, 877, the number 6-SOLVER. Let us talk to Lee in Los Angeles. Lee, you are on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hello, Frank. I would like to be able to trust the way a Christian is supposed to. But as I read, and I've been through the whole Bible at least seven times, plus a whole bunch of other Bible studies with this group and that and the next. But fundamental to being a follower of Christ is belief. And the word belief is to me one of the thinnest kinds of ice in the world. And this creates a conundrum for me.
I'm with you loud and clear. I'm tracking and I'm agreeing with you and I'm listening a bit more. I do have a response. Anything else you want to share?
Well, I'm trying to keep it down to one topic because I can go on and on and on, and I don't want to do that.
Okay, well, I'm grateful. I look forward to more conversations. Let me share something that happened to me. I had a lot of belief against anything religious. I was raised in Catholicism, walked away in high school, said I'm done. 37 years later, I have an encounter. I wrote it in my book. I don't need to get into it on the air, but I had an undeniable encounter, which I believe was from God. And my belief went to knowing. There's a big difference between believing something and knowing something. And all I can tell you, I would do anything. Maybe we need to go to lunch. Sit down. I'll listen to you for an hour. I love you as a fellow human being. And at the young age of 67, my life is now his. I gave my life to Jesus in 2009. I'm not here to push him. But if it happened to me as a new age guru leading thousands of people, I was fine. I was comfortable. I was happy. I was popular the whole nine yards. I had a radical encounter that turned everything upside down. And for me, it's not belief. It's knowing. And I believe at one point that changed to knowledge and knowing. And I know who my Savior is. Lee, thank you. And I hope this isn't offensive to you, but God bless you. Reach out to me. Send me an email, franksontag.com. I'll get back to you. Let's see. William in West L.A. William, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Frank, it's been many years since I listened, if I may say, the Impact Show many years ago on an FM station. So it's good to hear your voice again.
Thank you.
And I just want, I was tuning in every Sunday night. You remember back. And, I just thought, you had such a nice show. And you always seemed to me in those days that, I would tune in and you just seemed so well-rounded and understanding with people. And you never labeled yourself. I never heard you label yourself a New Ager. And you always said that the gist of your broadcast in those days was to think for thyself. I'm Christian as well, by the way. And I just, I lost track of you. I don't know. I've been traveling around and it's just good to hear you back on the air. And I'm so happy for you, the epiphany that you experienced 10, 12 years ago, I guess now. And I learned a lot from your program back in those days. And I hope that it was an enriching experience for all of us listeners and you as well, because you always impressed me as such a well-rounded individual that you were nobody's fool. And, I'm happy that, that you found the capital T, and we're all close to the same age now. And I just want to say thank you for being out there, and, I really appreciate you guys.
William, thank you. You're very kind. And I will say, yes, I did. It was like I was in school. I learned too. And if you listen to this program, you may find I'm still in a lot of ways the same. I pursue truth. I listen to people. I try to be, how shall I say this? Not tolerant per se, but receptive to just talking through things with people. Now, automatically, when I say I'm a follower of Christ, a lot of people go, uh-oh, right? Because there's some out there. They're the religious zealots. They're the ones that hit you over the head with the Bible. Ugh. They're usually the ones that are the most jacked up, too, by the way. But I love the Lord. He's it. And in terms of the program I did for 20 years, I did a Sunday night program on KLOS. Some of you may not know that. And I love doing 5 hours, basically, commercial-free radio. We met Sunday nights at midnight, had these conversations. And in terms of never identifying myself as a New Ager, I actually don't know until the latter years even what a New Ager was. I will say this. I think people, maybe some of you listening right now, you are into things like Eastern mysticism and meditation and trying to find truth and listening to that quiet voice inside and all of that. And I'm here to say this. You and I both are searching. I was on a search after I had this motorcycle crash in 1984. And that search led me into the new age. In 2009, the search led me out of the new age into new life in Christ. It's actually the subtitle of my book, My Incredible Ride from New Age to New Life. It's called Light the Way Home. You can go to my website, franksontag.com. If you're interested in my book, do not buy it through Amazon. We do not support Amazon. But yeah, that was wonderful. I miss those days. I loved going in late at night, playing music and having conversations. We did lectures. I think it was the first Monday of the month, which, by the way, I'm looking into venue sites, maybe doing that again, where we can just get together and talk about issues in the news and issues in our community and just get to know each other. And actually, used to do it at a particular place. I won't name it, but I called them recently and they wanted my resume and a bunch of other things. And I'm like, look, I just Google me. I'll rent your auditorium for like way too much, but they've not gotten back to me. But anyway, all that to say this. I was in a quest for truth. And in December of 2009, I found the truth. He said it when he walked the planet. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And he's it. I have a last part. We'll break and come back with calls. And I want to get into this this study. Oh, in fact, I got to plug my buddy. In fact, let's do that right now. Back in the New Age days, I was also a life coach. I was blessed to meet this man named Craig Parker Adams. He's still a great friend to this day. He's an incredible and an accomplished musician. He has a brand new album out. If you like rock and roll, if you like, I hesitate to draw analogies, but like Van Halen, he knew Eddie well. Craig's got a brand new album out. Cut this fun commercial and give it a listen, would you?
In a world where seahorses ride dirt bikes and gumballs grow on trees, comes the DNA cleansing rock concert of purified notes to help you be the most incredible, ultimate, bestest you. The Stolly Buell, a sassy tropical blend of coconut, banana, mango, pineapple-flavored rock guitar, here to liberate and heal your soul. Take the journey and get your copy of The Stolly Buell now at IARERecords.com. That's IARERecords.com. And be a part of the greatest selling rock record of all time, The Stolly Buell, coming to a stadium near you.
Warning. Initiates healing upon contact.
You can also go to CraigParkerAdams.com and check out my good friend Craig, who I've got probably 50 seconds. So I was his life coach for a while. He had an incredible historic recording studio in Hollywood. We used to meet once a week. And I would see guitars around and just kind of assumed he's an engineer. And one day I kind of asked him, do you play guitar? And his girlfriend at the time, now his wife, said, go to YouTube and just type in his name. And what I saw, I'm like, oh, my goodness. I don't use the word, oh, and if he's listening, he'll really deflect this one. But I don't use the word genius often. Rarely I do. Craig is very gifted, and his new album is awesome. And it's real hard rock and roll. You heard a little bit in that commercial. All right, 800-222-5222-800-222-KABC. You've heard the terminology chemical imbalance. I'm going to share a study coming up next. Talk Radio 790 KABC. This is the Frank Sontag Show, Talk Radio 790 KABC. Thank you for joining us. By the way, if you missed any portion of the broadcast or if you want to listen to it again, there's a few ways you can do that. You can go to franksontag.com. We post the podcast almost immediately after. We are on Rumble, and also my ministry has an app, KMG, Kingdom Men's Gathering Ministries, KMG. You can go to the App Store and download it for free. We've got the entire podcast catalog on our KMG app. And since I mentioned KMG, I want to let you know on September the 24th, we just announced, we've confirmed we're going to do an event Saturday morning, September the 24th in Ventura County in Thousand Oaks. Go to franksontag.com. You will find more information. We've done events, gatherings for a number of years. We invite men from all different walks of life, all faiths. Even though we are a Christian men's ministry, there are a lot of Christian men that really don't even have any idea who Jesus is. The church tends to teach at least one part of Jesus, you know, the soft, compassionate. I dare say Pastor Vody Bachum says the wussified Jesus. When we talk about the warrior Jesus. Craig Shoemaker will do comedy. He is not a follower of Christ. And it's going to be a great time. Saturday morning, September 24th, just go to franksontag.com. And we do our biannual retreat. Our second one and our final one for the year is in October. We take about 50 to 100 guys up in the mountains and just hang out. It's a great time. We'd love to see you and meet you. franksontag.com. Also, I want to make mention, it is brutally warm. And my friends at Home Comfort USA would like to, two reasons why I bring them up. Number one, if you're in line of maybe getting a new air conditioner or getting yours taken care of, technicians would love to come out and check it out. But if you do get a new system, they're overstocked right now with Lennox ACs. You get $2,000 cash back, no payments for a year. It's a great deal. Just go to homecomfortusa.com. And also, if you're an HVAC technician, they're hiring a number of techs, and there's a $5,000 sign-on bonus. Go to homecomfortusa.com. 888-862-1929. Okay, let me get to this story. I've got time. Headline reads, Chemical Imbalance Theory of Depression Hugely Profitable. And it's not even true. Ignoring other causes of depression has left millions of Americans without truly effective treatment. Again, I want to just give you this. It's just information. The byline is Martha Rosenberg. You can find this at the Epic Times. And let me read a little of this story. I'm not saying anything other than I'm just giving you information. Lexapro appears to relieve the symptoms of depression and anxiety by increasing serotonin, says an ad on the Bonkers Institute website that archives drug ads and also satirizes pharma claims and shaky science. Another ad says Zoloft works to correct a chemical imbalance in the brain, which may be related to symptoms of depression. Paxil CR blocks serotonin from being reabsorbed back into the sending nerve cell. This process increases the availability of serotonin to the receiving nerve cell and may help message transmission return to normal, a third ad says. So here it is. Some have heard the serotonin, quote, chemical imbalance theory of depression was recently put to rest by a group of University College London scientists in the journal Molecular Psychiatry. Stay with me. You may hear psychiatry and go, uh-uh, I'm not a fan of psychiatry, but let me read a little more here. After reviewing decades of research, there's no evidence, according to researchers and scientists at University College London, there's no evidence that serotonin levels or serotonin activity are responsible for depression. Shall I read a little more? They say the theory that was the basis for selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor antidepressants and their tremendously profitable franchise are false. The article's lead author, Joanna Moncrief, quote, the popularity of the chemical imbalance theory of depression has coincided with a huge increase in the use of antidepressants. Prescriptions for antidepressants have risen dramatically since the 1990s. Thousands of people suffer from side effects of antidepressants, including the severe withdrawal effects that can occur when people try to stop them. Yet prescription rates continue to rise. We believe this situation has been driven partly by the false belief that depression is due to a chemical imbalance. It is high time to inform the public that this belief is not grounded in science, end quote. Again, these are scientists at University College London. Let me read a little more. It's hard to overestimate the medical, financial, and sociological consequences of the chemical imbalance theory, which propelled the 1987 FDA approval of the SSRI antidepressant Prozac, and which is still followed to this day. Several years ago, Harvard Health Publishing estimated that about 1 in 4 American women in their 40s and 50s were taking the antidepressants. Thanks to direct-to-consumer marketing about depression, people with life problems or occasional bad moods absorbed the chemical imbalance messaging, diagnosed themselves with depression, and presented themselves to doctor's offices. Family, job, health, money, or housing problems were no longer a reason for feeling down or defeated, suggested aggressive SSRI advertising campaigns. If you were depressed, you had a chemical imbalance. Regardless of whatever else may have accounted for your depression, such as the loss of meaning and social connection often observed in modern society. Whereas the antidepressants that preceded SSRIs, some called monoamine oxidase inhibitors, were connected to neurotransmitters in the brain, such as serotonin, dopamine, and a whole lot of other things. Thanks to the new chemical imbalance of serotonin theory of depression, drug makers had a formidable new franchise. Doctors, a ready-made, patient-pleasing tool. The media, reliable new advertisers, and Wall Street, hot new stocks almost all overnight. Worldwide sales of SSRIs have been estimated to soar as high as almost $19 billion by the year 2027. As Mark Horowitz, co-author of the Molecular Psychiatry article, put it, quote, one interesting aspect in the studies we examined was how strong an effect adverse life events played in depression, suggesting low mood is a response to people's lives and cannot be boiled down to a simple chemical equation, end quote. Psychiatrist Peter Bragan, who has been called the conscience of psychiatry, said the following, quote, since the ancient Greeks, physicians have wanted to believe the mental and emotional distress must have biological origins that allowed them to include mental diseases within their specialty. With the development of massive drug company involvement in routine psychiatric practice during the advent of the antipsychotic drugs in 1954, drug companies also began pushing the biochemical and biological basis of human experiences, such as anxiety, depression, manic depression, which is now bipolar disorder, and schizophrenia. Then in the late 1980s, in anticipation of the approval of Prozac for depression by the FDA, Eli Lilly and Company conducted an international advertising campaign claiming that depression is caused by a biochemical imbalance in serotonin. The authors of this piece say it was apparent from the start that this was pure fantasy. Bragan and his wife Ginger have written a new book entitled COVID-19 and the Global Predators, We Are the Prey, end quote. I know that's maybe upsetting for some of you, shocking. If you go to the Epoch Times, E-P-O-C-H, epochtimes.com, it's called Chemical Imbalance Theory of Depression, Hugely Profitable. It's not even true. You can read the entire article for yourself and derive what you think is the truth. 800-222-5222. We have some open lines. 800-222-5222. I'm writing a second book. I'm about halfway through. I'm going to share a little bit about the book and some other thoughts and observations about some things going on. You are welcome to weigh in on anything and everything. We have some open lines. Again, 800-222-5222. And my website is just me, franksontag.com. You'll get all the info you need about all the things I'm doing and will be doing. God bless each and every one of you. We will continue with more of this, the Frank Sontag Show, on Talk Radio 790 KABC. I'm American made. Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show, Talk Radio 790 KABC. KBC is kind of synonymous with USC football, and I struggle with that. I'm a UCLA guy. But the reason why my mind went to that, if you're on Instagram, you need to go to my ministry account, which is just KMG Ministries. I posted a video, and you may have seen it. It's last year, I think it's Texas A&M when they beat Alabama with a field goal to end the game, and it's an ISO of the kicker's mom. Have you seen it? It's hysterical. I posted it the other day, and I just watched it on the break and had a good laugh, and I thought, yeah, well, SC and UCLA will be playing soon enough. We'll see how that ends up. But humor is important. If I'm guilty of one thing in my life, it's that a lot of years of my life I've been very stoic and somber and serious. I'm a pretty intense dude, but humor is really important. And it's good to laugh. That's why I'm thrilled Craig Shoemaker is going to be at our KMG event. He knows how to make people laugh. And, I have a good laugh when I think of anybody that likes USC football, but I digress. I wrote a book years ago called Light the Way Home. I'm writing a second book right now. It's called Boys Step Back, Men Step Forward. I have a men's ministry. I just mentioned the Instagram page. Now, I don't know why or how I had it in my backpack, but I've got some of my notes, and I just want to read to you the introduction. Again, I'm not pushing anything. The book's not even out. But I think the intro speaks really loudly. I'm greatly concerned about the state of manhood in our country. And if you're a woman listening right now, when you look at the impact of fatherlessness, and in my ministry, I talk to a lot of moms that are being both moms and dads. This is a serious problem. So let me read the intro. Again, this book is not out. Probably will be out in about 6 months to a year. But I just want to read this to you. This is a book I never imagined that I would write. You see, in my youth, living in Cleveland, Ohio, racism was something that I was not even aware of until I grew older. Even though, in fact, it was so ingrained in my upbringing and the culture I grew up in, I was oblivious to it. It was just the way it was during the volatile 60s in a slowly, racially integrated community of St. Clair and Euclid, where hostility was alive and well, but the sin of hatred was readily accepted as normal. On August 23rd, 2014, after many months of praying, fasting, and eventually surrendering, the men's gathering was born. Let me stop down there. We did men's gathering at my old radio station, which KMG was born out of. KMG is a self-sustaining 501c3. Although some said that no men would come, nearly 800 men stepped forth on August 23rd, 2014. Men from all walks of life, men with many more questions than answers, and men that actually came for no specific reason other than responding to a sense of calling. But one thing was adamantly clear: many men were yearning for a deeper connection to God and meaning for what it means to be a man. Little did I know that more than 5 years later, KMG Ministries would be born, and tens of thousands of men would hear the message of and come to know personally the transformative power of Jesus Christ. I thank God every day for the many warriors that lead at our Kingdom Men's Gatherings and man camps. It's undeniable to me that our King is calling his sons to step forward for such a time as this. Now, this is next part is, I think, why I want to read this to you. I want to make known somebody, I suspect none of you have ever heard of Fred Shuttlesworth. I suspect part of the birth of the original men's gatherings and now KMG Ministries were born both out of my knowing of past history and a man named Fred Shuttlesworth, a Baptist minister and one of the South's most prominent civil rights leaders. Shuttlesworth stood alongside of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. at the height of the civil rights movement and in the midst of escalating violence towards blacks. On a Christmas night in 1956 in Birmingham, Alabama, KKK members placed 15 sticks of dynamite beneath Shuttlesworth's home. The late-night explosion reduced the small house to shambles and rattled windows 1 mile away. Police arrived to find the pastor, his wife and children miraculously unharmed, climbing out of the rubble. The morning after the bombing, Shuttlesworth had planned on staging a bus boycott, in part inspired by the previous summer's heroic actions of Rosa Parks. While many pleaded for the preacher to cancel the protests, and with more impending death threats looming, Shuttlesworth called a meeting of the men in his church. He then declared, and this is a quote, "Go ahead and hide in this church if you're scared, but I'm going to walk downtown after this meeting and get on a bus." He then shouted, "Boys, step back," and "Men, step forward," end quote. Despite being arrested more than 30 times in his life and suffering multiple beatings, Fred Shuttlesworth remained a passionate and uncompromising leader of the nonviolent campaign for racial equality in Birmingham. His example, courage, and undeniable love for Jesus inspired many to stand firm in the battle for right and justice. One could even say that if the Birmingham preacher was alive today, he just possibly would be challenging scores of men to step forward and be warriors for Christ. I never in my lifetime would have ever thought I would lead a men's ministry. I grew up having a poor relationship with my dad, or lack thereof. At the young age of 16, left Catholicism. Being raised in the home, dragged to church, I said, I don't want anything to do with God anymore. And for 27 years of my life, I went out in the world. I was a heathen, did a lot of things I don't need to mention. Fell into the new age. I've shared that with you. And in 2009, became a follower of Jesus Christ. We started KMG Ministries in 2014, was the gatherings. And then in 2017, we started KMG. And I just want to tell you, if you're listening to the sound of my voice right now here on KABC, I would hope that you would at least get on our mailing list. This is the deepest, most extreme burden I have in my life is for men. So many men didn't have fathers. So when you even get into the conversation about God in heaven, they go blank. The Bible talks about we are his sons. Some of us strive in our lives to try to heal from incomprehensible woundedness as children. We go to counseling. We do all sorts of other things. And for me and my faith in Christ, I've watched men literally heal when they understand the true connection between God the Father and us as his sons. It's indescribable and supernatural. So if you're a mom listening and you have a young man in the house, or if you're a guy that has walked away and really thinks somehow you are a mess and jacked up, God is in the business of second chances and third chances and many more chances to come. Let us know how we can serve you and help you. We also have partnerships with a number of other outlets. I mentioned Levee Counseling. We partner with a group called Fathers in the Field, where they'll teach you how to be a father to a young boy that didn't have a father. Incredible work. We partner with Army of Love. So many great people out in the world just trying to be a light in this dark world and fighting for truth and fighting for love. That's what Dr. King did when he was alive. And we are a 501c3. We exist literally on small donations from people like you. I'm not soliciting money on the air. I'm just telling you. We don't take any government funding, and we don't have some big corporate sponsorship, none of that. But I believe the greatest crisis in our country is men not being men. And that is what our endeavor is. That is what we'll continue to do. That's my life's passion outside of radio. And being a husband and a dad and all the other things. So please go to the website, franksontag.com. Email me. Let us know how we can help you, assist you. The last thing I'll say is my dear friend Daryl Strawberry, who many of you know of, he spent some time here in L.A. at Crenshaw High School, played for the Dodgers and the Yankees and the Mets. He's one of my best friends and one of my key speakers. This guy, I can't even begin to articulate what an incredible man of God Daryl is. And he often shares in a very transparent way his fall. He got radically saved, and then, because he wasn't discipled, he fell back into the world and was one big hot mess. And yet many years later, God put a fire in him, and he is something else. In fact, we're going to do an event November the 12th, I think in Vegas, and Daryl will be there. I'm getting way ahead of myself. Keep us in prayer if you are a prayer warrior. We don't need your good thoughts. You know, I'm always amazed by that. I'll keep you in my good thoughts. Yeah, that doesn't do anything. Prayer, we'll need. We take. But go to franksontag.com. Next week on the program, for the first hour, I'm going to have a man in studio that is one of the most, how do I say, this guy is he's a warrior in so many ways. And he's doing something in L.A. in September. And I said, you need to come in studio and talk to the audience. Now, I will tell you this. I want to be honest. He is a pastor. Don't let that turn you off. Apostle Ron Hill is one of the most amazing men I've ever met in my life. He'll be in studio next Friday night. His church is in Compton. And I'm looking forward to having him in. I'm looking forward to having you back in as well. If you missed any of this program, go to franksontag.com. Give a listen to the podcast. Get on our mailing list. Get involved. Make a difference. You and I together can change the world. I have no doubt about that. God bless you. Have a great week. This is the Frank Sontag Show, Talk Radio 790 KABC.
The Frank Sontag Show is brought to you by Home Comfort USA and the IRS problem solver Phil Liberatore.